discuss deeper causes of defiant and antisocial behavior in Black and brown youth. If you find yourself in a discussion on the problems of Black and brown youth, don't let it stay on the surface. When white kids get in trouble, we don't launch into discussions of what is wrong with white kids. We ask things like, what does this kid need? What is keeping this kid from thriving? Resist attempts to treat the behavior of Black and brown children as both the cause and symptom of the problems they may be facing in schools. Don't erase disabled Black and brown youth. While Black youth are more likely to be labeled as disabled when they are exhibiting social issues in school, once labeled, disabled Black and brown youth are often left out of discussions on the school-to-prison pipeline altogether. Disabled kids of color are the most likely to be made victims of overly punitive school discipline and criminalization. Further, once criminalized, disabled people of color are more likely to face brutality by police. Our special education programs are failing the vast majority of disabled children, especially disabled children of color, and this must be addressed if we want to stop the criminalization of Black and brown youth. Challenge the legitimacy of white-centered education. The truth is, so long as our children are being taught by white teachers, being taught by schools focused on the needs of white children, learning from textbooks teaching white culture, and taking tests designed for white students, our children of color are going to have a hard time engaging with and succeeding in schools. We must challenge the assumption that having our children succeed in a white supremacist school system is the best we can hope for kids of any race. We need to ask for truly diverse and inclusive education for all of our kids. We often focus on the outcomes of the school-to-prison pipeline as the ultimate tragedy. The high dropout rates, future poverty and joblessness, the likelihood of repeated incarceration. But when I look at our school-to-prison pipeline, the biggest tragedy to me is the loss of childhood joy. When our kids spend 8 hours a day in a system that is looking for reasons to punish them, remove them, criminalize them, our kids do not get to be kids. Our kids do not get to be rambunctious. They do not get to be exuberant. They do not get to be rebellious. They do not get to be defiant. Our kids do not get to fuck up the way other kids get to. Our kids will not get to look back fondly on their teenage hijinks because these get them expelled or locked away. Do not wait until Black and brown kids are grown into hurt and hardened adults to ask, what happened? What can we do? We cannot give back childhoods lost. Help us save our children now.